Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Small Business Stand Up, where we discuss all the secrets of seasoned entrepreneurs in different fields of business. Learn from them and be ready to grow and thrive. Stay tuned and enjoy. The views, information, or opinions expressed by the host, co-host, and or guests on this podcast do not necessarily represent or reflect the views of our company, our sponsors, and advertisers. Please consult your attorneys, CPA, or business owners, advisors, before making any business decision. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to Small Business Stand Up. I'm Jay Wicker, and we have a couple of great hosts, a co-host on here. Mr. Jason, what's going on, Jason?
Hey, man. Glad to be here. Appreciate the invitation. And let's rock and talk about business.
Hey, man, I love it. I love you. And also, Miss K is back with us. What's going on, Miss K?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Coach J?
Hey, we're doing great, man. Doing great. We've been missing
glad
you.
Glad to be here.
We've been missing you. Good to have you back.
Take care of some family business, but I'm back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's going on with you guys? The last week or so. Talk to me.
Yeah, right.
Talk to me. How's business going for you guys?
I can go first. For me, business is doing well. Right now, I'm working on studying. Like I told you guys earlier, I want to become an enrolled agent, which is basically a tax professional or basically tax mastery, where I'll be able to represent my clients before the IRS. So it's like a three-part exam. So one is individual taxes, one is business. And then the last part of the exam is representation. So right now I'm just on the individual part. So I'm doing a lot of studying right now, working with clients, trying to take care of my family. And I've seen a little bit of the world events, you know, just praying for different people and things in the world that's going on. But yeah, but business-wise, just studying and working with clients. How about you, Mr. Jason?
If you name it, I'm in it. But the main focus that's going on right now is between September and December, we call our planning period. And so this is where, you know, when all the shiny new products and systems and things like that come out throughout the year, we don't automatically switch over. We house those things and then we beta test them during the month of September into October. And then we come back and regroup and go over those the way those systems work with feedback and pros and cons. And we make the determination if we're going to utilize that system going into the next year or if we're going to stay where we are. Same thing with business names, how we're going to structure certain things, if we're going to do any more hiring in reference to the business, raising capital. So we've got quite a few things going on while also still managing what we currently have going on. So if you can kind of look at it as in the last quarter, we're kind of running two businesses. We're running the business that we're currently running, and then we're also beta testing what our business would look like if we were to start using these other products or systems or processes in the next year. So we get a glimpse of what next year looks like if we start using it.
Isn't it fun, man, to put some different systems in place to see how they're going to function? How they gonna hold up when stress time hit? Because if you know, as entrepreneurs or business owners, man, there will be stressful times throughout the year.
Always, oh man, yeah. There's always stressors.
Always,
you cannot get around the stress. I'm gonna say that one more time. You cannot get around the stress. Okay.
Yeah.
It might be invisible, but you can't walk around it. You can't climb over it, and you can't go under it.
Man, right? That's so
You gotta go through it.
You find me somebody who's not under stress. He or she is not an entrepreneur.
Right.
Simple as that.
You just gotta learn how to manage it.
Exactly.
That's the thing, man. You know, my thing is that I'm kind of in that stage where you at too, Jason. I'm analyzing a few things too, and I see kind of where I want to take it. So I know a couple of people on here may know that I'm in the commercial, the multifamily arena. So I'm really doing some more research on syndication, things like that, learning how to really, you know, get that money, basically, right? So you raise capital. So I'm trying to get into these doors, man, where these hedge fund people are at, because I know they have the money, and trying to present them some different deals, man, so they can use, you know, and, you know, take their money to that next level, right? So that's kind of what I'm doing now. So I'm throughout the day, that's what I'm doing. I'm on the phone constantly. Like for the last 2 weeks, man, at least 5 to 8 meetings a day. Mm-hmm. Just, man, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need me to do for you? How can we get, you know, this? That's what I'm trying to do. So I'm really trying to find one particular company, a hedge fund company, where I could do all my acquisitions with. So I know when I get a deal, no matter what city and state is in, I got one particular company that don't mind me getting a spread in it, right? And send them every single deal that we have. Whether they're dealing with a whole lot of buyers or whatever the case is, right? That's what I'm trying to do. So, it's been challenging me because, you know, some people say that they can do this and do that, but they can't. Because when I put them under fire, you know, send me a POS letter. Right? If you're serious and you're closing deals, show me some of the things you guys have done. A lot of them go hide.
Yeah, they do.
Right? So, you know, they go hide. So, but I know the game, man. So I want to weave them out, you know? So the ones that actually send it to me and they show that they're doing things and that I can kind of reasonably trust so that I can focus all my attention on sending them deals, those are the ones I want to work with. Right? So I'm loving it, man. So I know top of the year, man, I'm talking about going 1,000 miles an hour.
So add me to that list. Okay. Everybody that's listening, this is what networking is about. Jay, add me to that list because we are currently actually looking for commercial, but we're primarily looking for fast food restaurants.
Oh, man. Okay?
We're looking for fast food restaurants. Now, they have to be standalone. They can't be in an actual shopping center or anything like that. But fast food, 2,500 max square foot, auto mechanic locations as well. They just have to be a standalone building.
Okay, so what, all 50 states or Texas?
Yeah, you tell me where it's at and we'll shoot it.
Man, that's huge, man. That's a huge deal because I haven't met people who's willing to buy those like that. So you'd be the only person I know who actually buy those. So yeah, absolutely. I'll send you everything you have.
So like old, you know, like Sonic locations and things like that.
Burger King. Yeah.
Burger King's. As a matter of fact, I was talking to one of my mentees earlier and I was telling him about it because this is actually a connection that I had today. And had lunch, networking lunch today with the guy, and that is what was presented, and so that's where we're heading. He was like, "Yeah, man, I just passed by Checkers." I was like, "Go get the address, you know, shut down, you know, Checkers, you know." So definitely, yeah, add me to that list.
Okay, absolutely. But see, that's that next level of investing, right? Because most wholesalers that come in this game, they're not thinking about stuff like that. You know, a lot of them just want to go strictly to the hood and try to find a property and kind of wholesale that. But they fail to realize that you don't have to just get in the hood when you're doing investing. A wholesaler. You can go in nice neighborhoods, too. Everybody going through it. It ain't just the people in the hood. Just because the other people look better and the way what they drive is better, it's still sometimes check to check as well.
Right. I also have a development that I'm involved. I can't talk about it yet because I have not – I got a non-disclosure on this, but I'm also working on a development that's going to actually be a shopping center and a multifamily property that we're getting ready to develop too. As soon as we can get the city planning and approvals and all of that stuff. So we got quite a bit going on. Huh?
So it's a mixed use.
Yeah. We're trying to get it zoned as mixed use. And,
wow.
Yep.
Man, that's huge, man. That's huge, man. Yeah. So we definitely gonna have to, you know, each moment we talk about the taxes. I know Miss K was talking about the different things that you know she'll be able to present to a lot of people who's listening now. When you talk about real estate, man, there's so many different tax benefits that you can really, you know what I'm saying, you can really kind of tap into. We're going to do a new segment. What's the name of it again, Jason?
It's called K's Tax Tips. Okay. K's Tax
yes,
Tips.
Thank you.
Come on, KTT.
Okay, KTT hour. No kidding. I like that, the KTT.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my tax tip for our podcast today is quarterly bookkeeping is your friend. So it definitely goes along the lines of what Coach Jay was saying, that in real estate, you can definitely get a lot of tax breaks just as long as you have your bookkeeping together. So if you're not really familiar with bookkeeping, bookkeeping is basically a record of the financial comings and goings in your business. So every time you purchase something, every time a sale comes in, it makes what are called financial reports. So what an accountant or a bookkeeper does is they take those numbers and they make three main reports, which are your profit and loss statement, your balance sheet, and your cash flow report. But for right now, I just want to talk about the profit and loss statement, because once you have those transactions recorded, either on a Excel spreadsheet, but preferably using an accounting software such as QuickBooks is very popular, or Xero, or even FreshBooks are the three most popular ones that I can think of right now. But what they do is they take that financial data and they make it into three reports. And your profit and loss statement basically shows all of your expenses, the income that you had coming in for a period, and the income that comes out. And basically, it does all the magical calculations for you. Or if you're someone like me, you can just do it yourself. And basically, the number that comes out is how much you made. So if it's negative, you know, you have a loss. But if it's positive, you made some money. Now, when it comes to taxes, your tax professional uses your profit and loss statement for the year to determine how much you'll have to pay in taxes just for your business. If you are an LLC owner, your taxes are going to go on a Schedule C. And then for real estate, I believe that it goes on a Schedule E for real estate. So basically, the accountant or the tax professional takes those numbers, they put it into the tax form for you, and they let you know, like, hey, you had this many deductions, you were able to save sometimes up to 30% in taxes, just as long as you have your bookkeeping numbers together and you can produce some receipts of what you're doing, just in case you're audited by the IRS. You can save a lot of money. Just depends on how detailed you are with your finances and, you know, basically just being strategic tax wise. So that's why I say bookkeeping is your friend in taxes and in business. And some people, you know, they have a lot of transactions going on during the month and they may not have time to do their bookkeeping. So I would recommend that at least quarterly, just look at your bookkeeping, look at your three different reports. Again, it's the profit and loss, the balance sheet, and your cash flow. And if you don't know how to interpret those reports, you know, if you have a friend that's in accounting or finance, you know, have them give it a look and really look and see how healthy your business is, so that if you have to make any financial decisions moving forward, you will know if your business is healthy enough to do it, or, you know, or if you may need to take a step back and reevaluate some things before you go and make your big purchase.
Wow. Great information. So yeah. I got a quick question for you, Ms. Kay. Do you read the tax books for fun?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Do you read the tax books for fun? Is it a fun
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So, like right now, I'm actually reading a book called Love Your Life, Not Theirs by Rachel Cruze. And Rachel Cruze is Dave Ramsey's daughter.
Yes, I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, and I'm reading Small Business Taxes Made Easy by Eva Rosenberg, EA.
So listen, guys, if you guys
those are my
if you guys need anything, you know, anything that, yeah, as far as your taxes is concerned, man, you definitely need to reach out to Miss K. Miss K, how can they reach you if they got any questions for you?
Yeah, you guys can reach me at info@vibrantprofits.com, or you can reach me on Facebook, and that's at Vibrant Profits Financial Services, or on Instagram. I think my handle is... I forgot it.
we'll put it at the bottom, at the end for sure. so
it's a couple of people on the brain. I'm sorry, y'all.
No problem. So
finance with K.
Okay. So everybody, if you're in business, right, you need a partner. A tax person is. Attorney is very important, right? I would say a real estate attorney, a realtor person, whatever the case is. And a couple other people as well. So definitely a tax person. Get that person put in your pocket, you know, and just watch you flourish, man. You know, do the things you need to do up front, man, so that way to be left handed in the back. Would you say that's right, Jay?
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of... You know, truthfully, I've been doing taxes for about 2 years now. And truthfully, a lot of people, they just do not like doing their bookkeeping, right? And then I say, okay, well, how much did you spend in advertising? Oh, I don't know. Well, how much did you pay your assistant? Oh, I don't know. Well, yeah. Okay, well, I paid her, you know, $300 for 12 months. And I'm like, really? No. Like, these are numbers you should know, or if you don't know them, someone on your team should know them.
True.
Well, and you know, that's a really good thing. You say that, and I understand that a lot, Kay. But how do you know if you're not tracking that? Not just because of taxes, but if you're not tracking that, how do you know if you're profitable?
To me, you don't.
Exactly.
To me, you actually don't know, because a lot of times, especially, you know, if you're not blessed to be, you know, financially rich, you know, you're getting loans or you're getting, you know, business credit, and you have to pay back, you know, the amount of money that you've borrowed from these different companies just so you can fuel your company. And they all have different interest rates. Right. So I believe that there's no way for you to know if you're profitable or if you have a loss without actually sitting down and looking at your numbers, you know, just like your personal bank account. You know, every time there's a credit or a debit, you're checking it, you're making sure it went through, or every time you purchase something, you know, you're looking at your phone, you're looking at the transactions. And a lot of times business owners don't look at those transactions. Heck, half the time they don't even have a separate business account. I'm not even going to go there.
See, the first year, so for me, I was just happy I was able to pay everybody and stay afloat. Mm-hmm. Right. So I didn't think about nothing else, man. And over time, I started just putting things in place. So I definitely understand that.
Yeah. But anyway. that commingling of funds, yes. Now, not, you know, not even just on a tax deal, but and I'm not an attorney or lawyer, so I cannot give you any legal advice or anything like that. But in some cases, to me, that also could destroy the way that you've actually structured your business, meaning that instead of you being separate from your entity, you commingling those funds could then also be misconstrued as you actually being the owner of that, and could destroy the corporate veil. It can destroy the corporate veil for protecting your personal assets other than the business assets.
That's important, guys. That's very important when you say it. Absolutely. You have to make sure you separate church and state. You know what I'm saying? You
gotta separate that. If your business is ever audited by the IRS and all of your business money is going to your personal bank account, where they're going to start looking at you and your personal tax return.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. These deposits, you're not showing this income. You're not showing it as W-2 income or 1099. So what's going on here? Oh, yeah. They'll get... I hate to say that. Like, the IRS is the boogeyman. But they will audit you both, your business and your personal taxes, if they find that you are commingling funds, and the IRS can also revoke your EIN number because they will feel that you're running a hobby, an expensive hobby, and not a business. Once that EIN number gets revoked, all the tax, you know, perks that you may get, you don't get a lot with the LLC, but you do get a little, you know, they go away.
Yeah.
So
here's the deal too, man. Like, when you first open up a bank account, and you want a business account and you want your personal account or whatever the case is, a lot of times you go to Chase and these different companies, they want to put you on their site or whatever, and have those two accounts kind of jointly, where you can kind of transfer funds to both of those accounts. That can be very dangerous when you say commingling those funds, right? But I also ran across some people who kept, you know, their business at Chase or whatever, but their personal at another account, another bank or whatever the case is. Just keep it totally separate, man. It's important.
Yep.
And if you're spending based on your business account and everything coming and going off that, you can just use that. You know exactly what's going on with every fund, every piece of money going and coming out. You know exactly what every, you know, on a monthly basis, are you floating or what the deal is. So it'll kind of keep accounting for you. And I'm not an attorney as well. I don't know nothing about taxes, so contacting the local CPA or whoever you need to contact. So whatever Jason said, I'm saying the same thing with Jason just said.
This is all right. We're none of those. That's none Kay's that. Job. Kay is the tax expert. Absolutely. We are not. We are telling you to find you a Kay because me and Jay. This is rhyming. Find you a Kay, because me and Jay have already been down that road, and we learned this the hard way instead of finding us a Kay.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, honestly, tax lessons, I mean, they can be really expensive, you know, lessons to learn, especially, you know, when you do have a business that's making more than $1,000. I mean, the stakes can be really high. Like, I have a client and he makes really good money from his business. And I keep telling him, hey, why don't we sit down and do tax planning? Oh, no, Kay. Oh, no, that's okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. Then when I do his taxes, I'm like, okay, well, you owe the IRS $13,000. You know, it's like,
yeah,
nobody wants to hear that. But, you know, as a self-employed person, if you're not an escort,
I would love to have heard that. I would have loved to have heard that. Okay. Yes. I would have loved to have heard that I owe 13 instead of the number that I heard.
Oh, yes. No.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no.
I would have loved to hear 13.
Okay. Yes. 13 and, anything. And,
yeah.
That just tells me your business is very, very healthy. very healthy. Just
flip that number and add a plus sign to it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. When you coming up, right, and you learn how to create a widget, right, you selling it, you making money, nobody taught you about the taxes, how to put that money to the side to make sure you take care of Uncle Sam. But this information that's being spreaded, man, you take this stuff to heart, man, because it will come back to bite you.
Yeah. We won't Uncle even Sam talk about playing. Sales tax either. We won't even talk about sales tax.
Exactly. So an entrepreneur wears many hats. And ignorance of the law is no excuse. You can't go in and say, well, I didn't know. Nah, I ain't trying to hear that, man. They want their money. They want it now.
You didn't know. They're going to say, you didn't know what?
Oh. I just have one more nerdy tip to give. So if you are a new business owner, you can actually go to your state's controller website, and you can pretty much learn not everything that you need to know for business, but just the basic things that you need to run your business in your state on that website. Like, it will tell you about sales tax, it'll tell you about income tax, it'll tell you about if you need a special license to do what you do, because sometimes you do need a license, like to sell certain items, stuff like that. Like, it just takes a lot of deep research. But if you don't want to do that research, you know, get someone on your team who's willing to do it, you know, or hire an accountant to do it for you. That's pretty much like, you know, in a company, that's what the accountants or CFO or the financial people, you know, that's their job, is to, you know, do that research for you so that your company is not open to those liabilities. So.
And you know, that's a really good topic there as well, Kay, in reference to having a team. Okay. Mm-hmm. The smartest person doesn't know everything. They just know where to find the answers. So when you don't have to know everything. Okay. But if you know a little bit about it, find the individuals, and that is their craft.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they do. Okay. I'm a real estate professional. Now, do I know a little bit about taxes and that? Yeah, because I went through it on the wagon with one wheel missing and got drugged. Okay. So.
Oh, man. Okay,
that's how I learned. Okay, them knees got skin. You hear me?
So elbows, all that. You go, skin, everything. I know what you're talking about, brother.
Right. So, you know, you are not. Yeah, we wear many hats, but you have to be comfortable with being able to delegate some of that to someone else in order for you to be able to thrive. You have to.
Amen. So true. So true. Okay. So. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, that's the nature of the business. Okay, pass it. Let someone take care of those things that they are knowledgeable about. They're the experts. Okay, and then you can concentrate on what you're good at. Everybody, you know, asks about what their strengths and their weaknesses are. Well, guess what? I'm not trying to strengthen my weaknesses. I'm trying to find someone who's more healthier in my weakness to come in, and then I can continue to be on my strengths.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And putting your head in the sand does not solve the problem.
Oh, you can put it in there if you want to.
It does not solve the problem. So
You put it in there if you want to. Somebody going to pour some water on it.
Absolutely. Let's do this.
Are you a homeowner looking to sell your home? Are you about to be transferred or promoted? Or have you recently been laid off? Have you fallen behind on your house payments? New Way Investment Group may buy your house on the spot. We're not realtors, and we're not associated with any real estate agency. New Way buys houses, and we can buy yours immediately. For more details, call 972-220-8104. You can learn how easily you can have your house sold in as little as 24 hours, how your mortgage payments, even back payments, can be taken care of completely, starting immediately, how you can sell even if you have no equity in your home, why you never have to become a landlord to get the money out of your property, why you never have to pay a commission to sell your home, because New Way Investment Group never charges a commission. New Way buys houses. And New Way has a program to buy your house too. Call for a free consultation, 972-220-8104. There's no obligation and your information is kept confidential. Call now, 972-220-8104.
Jason, I know you heard of the changes that's coming down for real estate wholesalers. With a couple of different cities. You already know. You just started laughing already. So with a couple of cities are getting these wholesalers, man, to get licensed now. What do you think about that, man?
Here's what I think. I think that the gurus are trying to take advantage of you to to buy a course. That's number one. The law is true. Don't get me wrong. I just think that they're taking advantage of those who don't know any better. That doesn't mean that you cannot operate in those cities or those states. Your job is to develop yourself to be able to understand what modicum of elbow room that you are able to operate in and to be able to structure your business around it.
Facts. I just told somebody, we just had a training early today, and I said the exact same. You could have took what you just said and put it right in that conversation early. I said the exact mm-hmm. same thing. Whatever the rules is, you got to play within the rules. Simple as yep. that, man. You can't go outside of that. So you still can do double closings.
They don't stop you from doing that.
Right? So just keep it moving. But the good thing about it, and I guess you can say good thing about it because I'm in real estate, or we're in real estate, it's going to be a lot of wholesalers that stop right there and not go for it. So it's going to weave out a lot of people, you know? So, and it may be 2 or 3 years down the line before they decide to try to come back. But by that time, you know, who's to say? And I'll be totally out of it by that time. So I'm looking forward.
Yeah, we're starting a whole new – and that was part of one of the meetings that I was with today. So for those of you who are listening who are actually in real estate or thinking about getting into real estate, Oklahoma – and Illinois are those two that are doing that right now.
And I think is it Pennsylvania? I think it is.
I don't think about them.
I don't listen. No,
I'm just kidding. Anybody in Pennsylvania, if you want to call and talk mess to me, give me a ring. I'll talk to you.
but the good thing about it wasn't, I think it was like a couple $100, so it's not a whole lot of money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They just want to, you know what it is. You know, you have a lot of realtors out there, which is, you know, hey, realtors, if you're out there, we appreciate you listening. But a lot of them think that what we do is illegal, right? Because we didn't have to go to school to do these different things. And to be frank, we make more money than they make on a deal, right? So my thing would be is stop, you know, don't shoot us down or whatever. Just be a part of what we're doing. Let's see how we can work together to make, you know, make some money for everybody, right?
Be a part of what we're doing.
Exactly.
Okay, and answer the phone when we call.
And answer the phone, man. I don't understand how they're in business, man. I don't. I posted that the other day, man. I'm like, listen, man. Somebody tell me how real it is to stay in business, man. Because when I call, I don't never get a – on the first 2 or 3 rings, I don't get a hello. It may be 2 or 3 days later or later on that night I get a call back. And I'm like, I done seen 10 houses. What house are you talking about now? You know, so it's insane, man.
But listen, realtors, I have nothing against you guys. I will always allow you to sell my products. But exactly. But I was speaking to a gentleman today, and this is, you know, one of the meetings I was at actually today was in reference to that. So just because, and I've never done anything in Illinois, just because they've done that in Oklahoma, guess where we're going to be marketing?
Exactly.
Okay. We will be marketing there heavily. And within that meeting that I had today, we're actually now going to be partnered with a brokerage that is out of Chicago, and then also a brokerage that's going to be in Oklahoma. And that was just set up today. So we're not going to have that problem. We're not going to have that issue.
See, spoken like a true entrepreneur, where most people see danger, we see opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it is, man. When the market is crashing, crashing, whatever the case is, the smart people are buying at that time. The people who are not smart, they're selling at that time. You have to flip your whole mindset when you're dealing with business, man. It's like a total opposite of what you would normally think. You run into the house and burn it down, so to speak, right? So I'm with you on that. I didn't think about that part, but that makes absolute sense what you just said, though.
I'm going to recommend, I know we're talking about real estate, but I'm going to recommend the book real quick just based on the underlying subject that we're talking about, which is facing your fears and running to where the smoke is, which is what I did when I was in the Marine Corps. But there's a book, okay, and it's called Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. I think that is the best read if you want to try to push yourself and get through the fears of whatever. And we, you know, I tell my team, we don't operate in fear. Okay. Yeah. We don't operate in fear. Okay. And we've been that way since the beginning of the time. Bandit signs that we would put out, you know, that we buy houses and stuff like that. Well, they've always been illegal.
It's true.
Based on the code. Okay. But we've always operated. Why do you think they're called bandit?
Okay. Man, I never even thought about that like that.
Right.
Wow.
That's why they're called bandit.
That's interesting, man. I've been real estate all these years, never even thought about that.
That's why they're called bandit.
Mr. Jason.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize.
Can you please repeat that book again? The book name?
Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
So
yeah, that's what it's about, man. Run into it. The thing that fear that you fear the most, run towards it.
Run towards it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So Ms. K, so I know you're about helping your clients, you know, pay less taxes possible. Have you ever tried to steer them into real estate in some capacity? Have that been like your thought?
No. The only reason why is because I mostly work with clients who are either in e-commerce or nonprofits. Okay. Those are the people I usually attract. But no, I haven't actually thought about that. But maybe you can fill me in a little bit more. I mean, the only thing I know about real estate is I love that show Flip or Flop. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Flip or Flop.
Yeah,
I can't lie. I watch it, but yeah, it ain't like that.
See, me and Jay, we flip the flop.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. We flip the flop.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of you know T31 exchange and things of that nature, man. So real estate is definitely a good tool when it comes to that. So and you can tell because there's a lot of big name people who are actually in real estate and just for that cause, right? Write off a lot of different things. So of course we want to encourage people to stay legal or whatever the case is, but operate within the rules.
Yeah, so, actually, on Instagram, a lot of celebrities are getting into real estate now too. Yeah. Yeah. I see Claudia Jordan. She's a model and she's on Fox Soul on YouTube. And I seen that she's buying houses and flipping them. So I was like, whoa, yeah. Okay. There's something going on in real estate. And especially here in the state I'm in right now, real estate is really high. So the houses are going for a lot of money. I'm like, hey, it must be good. I wish I knew it.
same thing here in the DFW Metroplex as well. But here's the issue that I see, and chime in at will, James. But money is flush right now. Banks are flush with money, and they're lending money out like it's nobody's business. Okay. although, if anybody remembers the subprime times, during the Clinton administration, before the crash, right? The reason why that, if you notice, history always repeats itself. And we're about to see that same thing. Don't know when. I can't predict the future, but we're about to see that same thing. Okay. Yeah. Banks are flush with money because the government has given them the authority, because there's certain things in the parameters when the last time it happened that made the banks have to lend money out to companies and small businesses.
Yeah.
Yep. So what's happening is that we're seeing the market shoot up because of the values of new builds are going into certain neighborhoods and making the other houses go up.
That's true.
Okay. They're creating a market of their own in certain areas. Values going up. And then you've got other people from other areas where the cost of living is higher than it is here that are coming and paying 20 and 30 percent more
of asking price, more than asking
of
price.
Asking price, yeah, which is driving it up as well. However, what's going to happen, okay, is that it's going to have to correct itself at one point. It's going to have to correct itself.
Yep.
And it's going to come.
It's like a gold rush right now.
Yeah, it it's going to come.
The thing would be to stockpile some cash so that when that bubble pops, you'll be able to get it at the rock bottom price. It's a great time, for some, and it's a bad time for others, man. It's ebbs and flows to it, man, and it comes back. That's for sure. It's been doing that since forever.
The other thing too is that Jay said, stack your cash, but I'm also going to tell you to start stacking that credit too.
Stack your credit.
Okay, I'm going to tell you to start stacking the credit. It is so much easier to borrow $1 million than it is to earn it.
Oh, wow.
If I use that $1 million and leverage it when it is time and the opportunity, most people wait until the opportunity shows itself before they get into it. And if you set your prior plans before the opportunity and you are ready, then you don't have to think about it. You don't have to get ready when it's ready. Be proactive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, you definitely can rate, especially in real estate, man. Mm-hmm. It's so many. Like, I was talking to a lady and her husband today who had just signed up with us, and we was talking about banks will give you loans up because they want to get 10 rental properties, right? Yeah. And he was like, what banks that will loan up to that amount? So I'm like, okay, so, it's some banks that loan, I think, at least 10 properties, whatever the case is, including the property that you're staying in, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, so why would you do it that way? Why would you go through a bank? Why not do owner finance to where there's no limit on what you can do? So if you're liquid a little bit, you can go ahead and put your 5% down on some owner finance deals, and the sky's the limit on how many you can get.
Yep.
And let your tenant pay down your principal. why go through the banks, man? Because when times get rough, a lot of the banks are calling them loans due. Mm-hmm. And then now that you're in a bad situation and your credit's tied to it and all that stuff, man. I learned a lot, man, from the last thing that just happened to us. So I ain't going down that road.
Yeah, so, we can do all of that all day long, every day. Okay, yes. Want to learn how to buy a piece of property on a credit card? Holla at me.
Exactly, man. So, man, listen, these are definitely some Jews, man. So, man, this thing that we're living in right now, call the world, man, it's crazy, right? But the person who keeps a level head, man, and is very strategic in their moves, you will win, especially for the monetary or whatever the case is, man. So my thing is, anybody listening to this, man, just stay focused. Like Jason always say, man, you don't listen to every single person, because that every single thing is not for you. You pick the thing that's right for you, and you attack it, man, and stay on it. Into a turnover, because this whole cycle, man, it turns every week or something different is happening or whatever the case is. Before you know it, your number is picked, and there you go, you're off and running.
Yep. So, yep. Lovely.
Man. All right. Hey, listen, this was a good one. This was definitely a good one, man. So any final thoughts, guys?
I always like to leave with a quote, and I've been trying to think of one, so I'm gonna let Miss K go, and while I think of which one I'm gonna go with. I think I know what I want. General George Patton. I've got one in my head. I just don't know if I want to use that one yet.
My final thoughts are, if you are new to business, just like Coach Jay said, just hang on. Things might be a little overwhelming right now, but just keep pushing, keep, taking actions. Don't forget to record those actions. And, just just keep going, you know, and also, you know, if you know that you want to grow your business to be bigger, you know, think about adding people to your team, you know, maybe not necessarily, you know, your people who are real close to you, but, you know, network, look out there. There's people out here who can help you to grow your business or, you know, keep your business. That's the word I want to use. Oh my gosh, I just lost the word, but that can keep your business. Anyway, that can keep your business in mind. So that, you know, you're following all the rules and everything. So yeah, just keep going, guys. The sky is the limit.
Absolutely.
I'm not an eloquent speaker like Mr. Jason. He always has something.
Always. That's, I'm going to let him close. I want to let him close. I'm gonna...
he always has something real good.
So as a business owner or entrepreneur, there's a lot of traps that's going to be in your way. That's going to be on the side of you, behind you. You just got to kind of watch your step. One of the things is, as we talked about, is the tax thing. Listen, you can listen to what was talked about, Ms. Kate said, or you can ignore it, and it can come back to bite you in the butt, right? So if you know, like I know, take heed to what she was saying, man, and get some of the software she was talking about. I can't remember the name, but I think one of them was Zero, you said?
Mm-hmm. And Fresh Books. Zero, QuickBooks, or FreshBooks. Yeah, FreshBooks is like $5.99 a month, and it's really easy to use. Or even an Excel spreadsheet.
$5.99. Tell them the other tip to that $5.99 a month, Kay. Tell them.
It can end up saving you thousands of dollars. Mm. Actually putting way more than that back into your pocket. So maybe you spent, you know, $80 or $90 for your tax software, but then once you look at your tax refund and you see $3,000 or $4,000 on there you didn't see before, you'll thank me for that tip.
But that $5.99 is also a business expense too.
Yes, it is, because you can write it straight off. Right off, put it right back in your pocket.
and just like Jason said a little earlier too, man. It's the time to, what is it? Time to plant. The time to harvest, right? So usually towards the end, right here, we trying to plant some stuff, put some stuff. You know, have that forethought, right? Where you trying to be in the next three or four months or 6 months, or whatever the case is, and plant it now. So that way, when that time arrives, you already got your crop in, you ready to start reaping. So this is the time to do that. Reconstruct what you're doing, put it together, and just attack. And, you know, like me, man, my thing is every time I say, you know, what's my final thoughts, is always take the shot. I don't know anything else, man. You know what I'm saying? I used to play basketball, man. That was my biggest thing. And I'm going to shoot until I can't shoot, man. Whenever something comes to my mind, I'm trying to implement it, and I'm just taking a shot, guys. So stop sitting on the bench, take the shot, man, and let's see what happens. Jason,
that's a good segue to what's on my mind right now. I'm gonna start with, and I'm gonna stick with the one that I said, General George Patton. General George Patton said that a good plan violently executed today is better than a perfect plan executed tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Right? He said that a good plan violently, okay, let's underline violently, executed today is better than a perfect plan executed tomorrow. And what they're saying is, just like Jay is saying to you, is step out on faith and step out and allow yourself to flourish. Okay. If the bird never leaves the nest, he'll never learn how to fly. Okay. And you also got to remember this too, is that when your past controls your present, then your future is just a rerun of what's already happened in your life. So make sure that the limitations that you've already thought about, that you think that you have, and I said the word think, okay, because the secret to having it all is believing that you already do. So control your thoughts and then you'll control that future. And it won't be a rerun of all the other things that have happened, because you'll have control of you, know yourself, and how your future is going to become. That means that you have the psychic ability to determine. Okay, that's the only psychic ability you have, is to be able to determine what you're going to do next. And I charge each and every one of you to execute that.
So, Jay, just drop the mic on us right now. Just drop that bad boy. Hey, okay, this Kay, I'm going to say it for you. Jason, when that book coming out, man?
Every Thursday.
When that book coming out, man?
So, look, it's so much, you know. Yeah. There's so much potential, and I don't even know who's listening. So for me to be able to say these words at the end of each and every one of these podcasts tells me that somebody needs to hear what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay. Include I don't me. Know where you are, Include what country me. You are. Somebody needed to hear yeah. what I actually had to say. And so I always put it on my heart before we even get started on these things, is that who am I going to touch today?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's going to hear my words and go out and pursue the things that they thought they were not capable of doing? Okay. Your again, people don't think. They think they think. They confuse mental activity with thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Just start.
Just start.
Just start. You'll think yourself out of it. You're the worst litigator to yourself ever. You will litigate with yourself all day, and before you know it, you even talk yourself out of something that you really wanted to do. Worst thing that I've ever heard, and when we go and do our community service at the retirement centers, is, I wish I coulda.
Yeah.
I wish and I coulda.
Yep. Listen, Tupac said, he said, I may not spark the mind, which I may not change the world, but our goal on this podcast is to spark the mind of somebody who's listening that can possibly change the world. All right. So it may not be us. It may not be nobody listening right now at this moment. Maybe it may be 3, 4, 5 years down the line, but hopefully it's something they hear on one of these episodes that we'll drop that kicks them in motion to change the world. All right. So, hey, go live, man. You know, live your life. Don't let your life live you, man. Right?
Woo!
Hey, man, I appreciate you. Hey, one more thing. So what's your social media handle before we get off? I'm going to get to hit y'all with that one more time. So, I'm going to start first. Right? Oh, man. Oh, man, I forgot already. I just said, man, small business stand up on YouTube. MCA back office on Facebook, smallbusinessstandup@gmail.com, Anchor and all that good stuff as well. So you can reach out to me, and I'm gonna give my number like Jason do too, 972-836-9814. So if you need coaching in real estate, let me know. All right. And what about you guys?
I'll go ahead and do mine. I can be found at www.vibrantprofits.com, or you can email me at info@vibrantprofits.com, or you can find me on Facebook under Vibrant Profits Financial Services. I provide tax and accounting services to small business owners, and I also do financial planning coaching as well.
Hey, yeah. Jesse, you do coaching as well, right? Real estate coaching as well, right?
Something like that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. But yeah. I mean, if it has to do with real estate, yes, I do coaching. Depending on the nature of what it is that we do, I do more consulting than I do coaching. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And right. Of course, I'm in here trying to look up my handle while you guys are talking, and I have no idea what it is. I barely know the username. But anyway, if you look it up on Instagram or Facebook, you'll find me at Jason Sims. It probably will be JAY5042. Would probably be the handle on both of those. If not, then New Way Investment Group LLC. .com will pull up definitely most of that information on either one of those social medias. It doesn't matter which one it is.
Excellent, man. Hey, man, I really appreciate you guys, man. Look forward to doing this next week. Hey, let's go hit this next week in the mouth, man. All right? You guys have a great rest of your night. Peace.
Peace.
My name is Chandler Young, and I'm the CEO and founder of I Just Order. I Just Order is a tech company that specializes in building apps for stadiums and other events so that customers can have their concessions and merchandise delivered during a live event. From the time I was in middle school all the way into high school, I played quarterback in football. Playing quarterback, you have to answer many challenges on the go. And today, I'm an entrepreneur, so some of those challenges still exist. I feel I Just Order is important because you're a player, you look in the stands, and you see your family member that have went and got something to eat, and you don't want them to miss that big play because your number was called. All the way into a fan's perspective where you see your favorite player about to get the ball, but you're hungry. No longer do we want that to be a problem. We want you to stay in your seat, order from your phone, wait for that food to deliver, to never miss a moment again.
MCA Online Notary Service will help you when you need to notarize a document for someone located out of state, overseas, or someone homebound or hospitalized who cannot drive, or for those who can't leave work during business hours. As long as you have a webcam, internet, MCA Notaries can help you get their documents notarized. It's very efficient and affordable. Please give us a call at 214-888-6782. That's 214-888-6782, or contact us at mcanotaries@gmail.com. That's mcanotaries@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Acorn and Spotify and on Facebook, Small Business Stand Up. See you on the next episode.